grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Garth Nicholson, who is certainly one of the more fascinating people we have on our program from time to time. Dr. Nicholson, I first encountered many years ago when I was working on the AIDS epidemic, and he held a position, a tenured professor, a position as professor at the MD Anderson Clinic in Texas, and of course he was concerned about AIDS. He was concerned about the chronic diseases that were plaguing so many people at the time, the Gulf War illness, and how these people just had no energy. And he was, through his work, why he was able to actually help many of the people who were in the military or retired from the military with this terrible chronic disease called Gulf War illness. But it overlaps with the chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, now, of course, this new disease that we have that plagues people called Morgellons that you're not supposed to talk about, you're not supposed to believe these diseases exist because, well, the government says they don't exist. They're all imaginary, and yet there are literally millions of people across America plagued with these new diseases, and we know, at least I believe, that these diseases have been created, well, anyway, of course, by the long story, if you haven't read his book, Project Daylily, we carry it. That's it, Project Daylily. Well worthwhile if you like Tom Clancy's thrillers. This is one that parallels it. The other thing is it's true. And it tells the story of the threats on Dr. Nicholson's life and his wife's life simply because they were doing scientific research and getting very close to the devil's heartbeat, which is behind the diseases that plague us today. So Project Daylily, a book you'll certainly want to get. It's factual. The names have been changed. It protects not the guilty, but the Dr. Nicholson from lawsuits. But this is about the work of the movement within organized medicine to create diseases that plague us. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your program again, Stan.
Well, what are we going to talk about this morning? Do you want to talk about the ProPax? Do you want to talk about Morgellons? Or do you want to talk about the spectrum of diseases? What would you like to talk about?
Well, we could talk about a little of both.
All right, then. Let's go for it.
Because, in fact, the NT factor, ProPax, is part of the solution for people that have not only Morgellons disease, but a variety of other chronic fatiguing illnesses, including fibromyalgia syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War illness, Lyme disease, and so on.
Right.
And all these are considered to be fatiguing illnesses simply because fatigue, chronic fatigue, is a major component of the illness. And that's also actually true for Morgellons disease as well. But where Gillens has this unusual problem that people think they have insects crawling under their skin. So they have skin lesions, ulceral lesions, or hives, or pimple-like lesions on their skin. And the unusual thing about it is that there appear to be fibers extruded from these lesions in many cases. And this is what has confused everybody, because these patients have been labeled as delusional by the standard medical community, and they claim that, well, the fibers extruded from the wounds are not really coming from the wounds. They've just simply picked those up by contact from clothing that they wear and so on. But I really doubt that that's true, because these lesions are really unusual. And, you know, it's only where you have the lesions where you have these extrusions. But people that have this condition have a number of other signs and symptoms besides the crawling, stinging, itching sensations under the skin. They have fatigue, as I mentioned, which is a major aspect of the illness. They also have cognitive difficulties. They have short-term memory loss, things that are described as brain fog. They have other problems as well. But it's this presence of the fibers that makes this disease so unusual and so intriguing. And we could go on from there. But the common feature of this particular disease with many others is that mitochondrial function, the little batteries inside the cells that drive all of our energy, are impaired. And all these chronic illnesses, and we're just not talking about the fatiguing illnesses, but really the variety of infectious diseases that cause chronic conditions that also result in impairment of mitochondria. And all of this really centers upon what the mitochondria do inside our cells. There's the little batteries inside our cells that provide the energy for all of the metabolism in the cell, and they provide, for example, the energy within nerves to drive our nerve impulses. They provide all the energy that we need for neuromuscular movements and so on. So all the activities in our body are really dependent upon these little batteries being not only intact, but generating the energy needed for just everyday things that we do. So one of the things that we've noticed in all these chronic illnesses is that these little batteries are impaired. And one of the things that when we looked at it closer that we found that they were impaired is that the membranes within these little organelles are damaged. It turns out they're oxidized, and because of that oxidation, they don't function like they should be. They don't provide the barrier that they should provide. So the analogy I use is if you strip the insulation off a battery, what happens? The battery runs down very quickly, and you lose all the power out of the battery. Well, in an analogous way, in the little mitochondria inside our cells, if we modify or damage these membranes, what happens? They can't maintain what's called an electrical potential across the membrane, and that's absolutely necessary to produce the high-energy molecules like ATP that the cells need. So when we looked at this further, we found out that we can actually use the natural process of regeneration that we all have to replace the damaged lipids in the membrane, and we can use things like Propex and NT factor, which contain non-oxidized phospholipids, and use those to naturally replace these lipids, and it's very dramatic, the recovery in mitochondrial function that we've seen in now nine clinical trials, including the latest one on Lyme disease. So not only do the mitochondria recover their function, but these people show very dramatic and significant reductions in fatigue, as would be expected if they were able to generate the high-energy molecules necessary for function.
You hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma-linolic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Garth Nicholson. Dr. Nicholson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You go right ahead.
Well, we were discussing the similarities between some of these new emerging diseases, such as Morgellons disease, Lyme disease, and chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, Gulf War illness, and a number of other new diseases that really we haven't seen anything like this. As you've often mentioned, some 20 years ago or so, these diseases were just absolutely unknown. And now all of a sudden, not only are more of them cropping up, new diseases like Morgellons and Lyme disease, but they're involving increasing numbers of patients across our country. We've seen a tremendous explosion, for example, in Lyme disease. And this is another disease that was dismissed for quite a long time, just like Morgellons is being dismissed as delusional now. Well, Lyme's disease was actually dismissed years ago as people were delusional about having this Lyme disease problem. Well, one of the common features of all these different diseases is they involve multiple chronic infections, and that's one of the things that we've been studying, and that's one of the common features of all these diseases is that it has an aspect of the disease that is caused by some type of infection. And it's a little bit different in each case, which may explain the different signs and symptoms that we see, for example, in chronic Lyme disease compared to the others. In the case of these diseases, we found that there are multiple infections that are involved. And in some cases, these are bacterial, like Lyme disease, involving some parasitic infections as well. For example, Babesia and Lyme disease. And in the case of Morgellons disease, there are aspects of a variety of different infectious diseases, bacterial, parasitic, fungal, and so on. So all these diseases happen to be based upon either multiple infections or hybrid infections that contain multiple elements, characteristics of all these different types of infections, and that's what makes this so difficult to treat. Because it's not just a matter of giving someone antibiotics, for example, if they have a bacterial infection. Because these diseases are insidious, they contain a number of different elements, and one simple approach is just doomed. It just doesn't work, as people that have chronic Lyme disease know very well, is that one simple treatment of an antibiotic doesn't really work to do much. It can partially suppress the symptoms, but it doesn't really cure the patients. So these patients go on and become sick for years and years, and they become chronically ill, and fatigue is a major aspect of that illness. But there are also other problems as well that I won't go into in detail, but one of the most prominent are cognitive loss problems. That is, people lose the ability to think clearly. It's called brain fog by patients, but it involves a number of short-term memory loss, cognitive deficits, and so on that contribute to an overall feeling of brain fog. You forget where things go. You forget, you lose your keys. You can't remember where you put them, and all these other problems that have to do with cognitive deficits are present in these patients. And whether it's Lyme disease, whether it's chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, which is related to chronic fatigue syndrome, but patients have this extreme sensitivity and muscle pain and pain under the skin, more or less, so sensitive that if you touch certain parts of their body, it's just excruciating in terms of the pain. And they also have cognitive problems and brain fog and chronic fatigue and all these other aspects. So, again, the common feature of all these different new emerging diseases is the fact that there seem to be multiple infections that are involved, and there are a number of different types of infections. They're not just one type. For example, they're not just bacterial infections. They could be bacterial, viral, fungal, all these different things causing problems and making it extremely difficult to identify the underlying, in this case, infection and treat it appropriately. So all these patients have tremendous problems in terms of treatment of their disease process, and the medical community is just, they're just reeling from all this. They just can't understand what the problem is. Now, in some of these areas, we're making some progress, for example, in chronic Lyme disease, but we're being stymied in part by the mainstream medical societies like the Infectious Disease Society of America, which claim that chronic Lyme disease doesn't exist. So we're being thwarted by our own medical societies in really finding really useful and lasting approaches to solve these problems in patients. So there's very little money for research in these areas. I'll give you Morgellons as an example. There's absolutely no money to speak of. I mean, I was promised some money and I never showed up to do a study on treatment of Morgellons patients. So they're being starved. These areas, these orphan areas or emerging diseases are being starved for funding. We don't have the funding to really approach the problems and do appropriate clinical trials on them. And if we don't do the appropriate clinical trials, the mainstream medical community will just dismiss this as delusional, like they've tried to do all along. So people that have these problems are stuck. They can't find appropriate care. They can't find physicians that know anything about it or even willing to take them and treat them. So it's an unending spiral of problems. And as more of these new illnesses emerge, we're getting in deeper and deeper in this hole, this treatment deficit hole, where we can't really conduct the trials necessary to figure out how to deal with these different illnesses. So it's not encouraging.
Oh, I'm sure it is discouraging, but the problem is, from my point of view, that there seems to be this pattern. We have interviews with Dr. Dunnicutt back in 1969, heard Dr. Richard Day, the medical director of Planned Parenthood, talking about how they were going to create all sorts of new diseases in 1969. Of course, we had Dr. MacArthur going before Congress and asking for $10 million so they could create this new chronic disease for which there'd be no medical treatment available, and suggesting that perhaps they were creating a new form of mass killing, 1970. Zygmunt Brzezinski writing his book Between Two Ages, where he talks about how we were going to be able to create these new chronic diseases in the future. And we have created these chronic diseases, and I know you work certainly there in Texas, near close to Huntsville, where they were experimenting and giving these diseases to the prisoners there, and they got out in the community, and they produced an epidemic of ALS and MS, multiple sclerosis, which don't appear in epidemic form, and that's the subject of your book, Project A Lily. So there is probably a very real reason why everything is done to shut down research and understanding of this, but apparently the patients do fairly well, or at least many of them will improve with this NT factor. Is that correct?
Well, the NT factor has been an absolute blessing for us to solve some of the fatigue problems and brain fog problems in these patients. As I mentioned a little earlier in the program, all of our cellular activities are dependent upon our mitochondria, the little batteries inside our cells that provide all the energy. And when those are damaged, we don't have the energy necessary to perform all the functions that are necessary. So these could be mental functions, for example. It could be physical functions. So we see it as fatigue in the physical sense. But in the mental sense, we see it as the brain fog, short-term memory loss, and other characteristics. So this really affects us systemically. It affects our entire body. And so one of the things that we've done in taking this multi-parameter approach to these complex diseases is we've tried to deal one by one with all these problems, and we've made some inroads in fatigue. And we're able to do that by repairing the mitochondria and restoring function to the mitochondria. So fatigue is one of the things we've been able to attack, and we've been able to do it with an all-natural preparation of these pristine phospholipids that make up the inner mitochondrial membrane and replace those with our natural body mechanisms of replacement using essentially a functional food, NT factor, which is just simply the purified phospholipids from food. And we give these in a way in which they're protected so they can't be damaged. And then they're absorbed and using our natural processes, they're transported to all our cells. And then through, again, natural means, they're shuttled into the mitochondria and they replace the damaged lipids in the mitochondria and restore function to the mitochondria. So that's one thing that we've been able to do. And we've proven that this takes place in now 9 clinical trials covering everything from the most recent one, chronic Lyme disease, to chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War illness, fibromyalgia syndrome, and so on. All these different types of emerging diseases that have fatigue as a major component of the illness. We've also seen this in Morgellons disease because it does help with the fatigue problems with Morgellons. It does not help with some of the skin issues in Morgellons disease. And that's something else that we're going to have to work on, and that's attacking what we think are some of the underlying infectious elements that are present in these diseases. And in the case of Morgellons, it's extremely difficult because of the fact that there may be not only parasitic involvement and bacterial involvement, but the parasites may have aspects of insect structures and behaviors. We think that perhaps these excreted particles and lesions and fibers may come in part from an insect system of production of these, and because there seem to be a chitinous behavior that is made up of a very tough insect-like material. It's very resistant to, for example, normal washing of the skin, and soaps and water and so on don't really affect it that much. So we've made a little bit of a headway on that, but not much. We've made a much bigger headway on the fatigue aspects of all these illnesses with the NT factor that's contained in a number of products like Propex and Healthy Aging and so on.
Well,
if people are interested in that, they can go. There's a website of that called ntfactor.com that people can learn more about that and the 8 clinical trials that we've conducted in various
diseases. All right, that's ntfactor.com. But if you'd like to get more specific information, these people, manufacturers, do help Radio Liberty. And their telephone number is 800-982-9158. 1-800-982-9158, and you can contact them about the Propax with NT factor. And remember, these are the essential lipids necessary to repair the membrane on the mitochondria. 800-982-9158. And we're talking about literally millions of people with this myriad of diseases, all which have the same symptom complex. If I can remember it, A, B, C, D, E, F, it's a little easier. Many of them have arthritis or arthralgia-like symptoms, B for the brain fog, C for colitis. Many of them will have intestinal problems and chronic diarrhea and demons. And they will have various forms of degenerative neurological diseases, E for energy, F for fatigue. And these, this is a real symptom complex, arthritis, brain fog, colitis, neurodegenerative diseases, loss of energy, and chronic fatigue. A convenient means of recognizing what this involves, and believe me, the people who have it go from doctor to doctor, and there's no hope. In fact, every time when they ask me at the local hospital what I'd like to hear discussed, I always put down chronic fatigue syndrome, and of course we never have a lecture on it because it doesn't exist, even though so many of the people, even some of the doctors are afflicted by this. And I know doctors who came down with this after blood transfusions. Have you ever heard that story? They got it for some time.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, there are publications on this. One study that was done in Europe, primarily in Belgium, showed that about 6% of people receiving transfusions come down with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome after receiving the transfusions. And we've shown that the microorganisms that are present in chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome patients are found inside the white blood cells.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment.
Herbs, meats, and specialty foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herbs, Meats, and Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace, mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Garth Nicholson. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number here at the studio is 877-254-7524, 1-800-7... 254-7524. I guess Dr. Garth Nicholson, we're talking about the NT factor, this essentially the phospholipids that people need really to get the energy that is required, and they just totally wiped out. I've seen so many people with this affliction, and they're very, very frequent. Now, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Nicholson, Dr. Nicholson, your website, would you tell people how they can get in touch with you and
they can,
your work and really, because you have so much material on your website.
Well, they can consult with our website for information on a variety of these chronic diseases that we've been discussing, particularly fatiguing illnesses, at www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org, immed.org. And they just go down the various diseases, everything from neurodegenerative diseases to arthritis, fatiguing illnesses, Gulf War illness. We've studied a lot of these different problems because they have similarities not only in fatigue, but in loss of mitochondrial function, but also in terms of chronic infections, seem to be involved in all these different chronic illnesses. And so that's one of the things that we've studied along with the loss of mitochondrial function and how to correct that with NT factor and other things as well.
But some of them do actually respond, and Chris, one of the things that you have to do is get rid of the toxic metals, because so many of these people have toxic metals, and of course increasingly now with the increase in the aluminum in the soil and the water and the food, and then of course with the fluoride and with the mercury and the lead, all of these things reduce the immune system, Chris.
All these things play a role. We know that the chronic heavy metal poisoning seems to be involved in many patients, not all, but many patients, and often it's different in each patient, so they have to have a metal profile to determine, you know, what contamination is present, and then they generally need to be chelated or have those metals removed. And we have some ways to do that, which I think are pretty innovative and don't involve invasive procedures. So they can use, for example, EDTA suppositories to very safely and effectively remove a lot of the heavy metals from their bodies. All these procedures, whether it's the treatment of their loss of mitochondrial function with NT factor, or removal of heavy metals, or treatment of the chronic infections that they have, take time. They take a lot of time. Most of these patients may require a year of therapy before they really begin to recover their health. And that's one of the things where we have a major dispute with a lot of the standard medical societies, like the Infectious Disease Society of America, with chronic illness patients. Some of the medical societies believe that there's no such thing as chronic infections, particularly in Lyme disease, for example, or chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome, is that these patients can be treated with short-term treatments of antibiotics, and that just doesn't work from our standpoint. These are very slow-growing, smoldering intracellular infections that take a long time to treat, and that's been one of the problems. And in the meantime, someone requires repair of their mitochondria to decrease their fatigue levels, may require NT factor for very long periods of time. In fact, I take it every day myself, and this is just going to be like an essential vitamin in the future, is to take these to continually repair your mitochondria, because they're being blasted all the time by all these contaminants that we get in our foods and drinking water and our environment. And so our mitochondria being damaged are incredibly sensitive, and so we have to keep the repair process going. Since we can't seem to, as a society, have the conviction of removing all these contaminants from our environment, and we have to do something about it ourselves, and that's to empower ourselves to help our own bodies by replacing the damaged lipids in our bodies.
And, of course, my impression is the incidence of these chronic diseases is actually increasing, and increasing considerably. What's your impression?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We see more and more of people with a variety of chronic illnesses. And, in fact, it's recognized now as it's going to be a major problem in terms of treatment of older patients, patients on Medicare, because most of them have, evidence of one type or another of these chronic conditions that we've been discussing, whether it's arthritis or chronic fatigue problems or other problems that we've discussed. Virtually everybody that gets to a certain age will have these problems. And also I might discuss a little bit here about heart disease, because we found that the replacement of these natural lipids really has a beneficial function in heart disease. And we've just completed a study that we're going to talk about at a meeting this summer, where the markers that are used to follow heart disease actually were shown to be dramatically improved if the patients went on NT factor and B vitamins. So we're actually, I think, doing something about one of the major killers, heart disease and stroke, as well, by people taking this NT factor. We'll see benefit there as well. So that's one of the things that we've found that's really interesting in this whole area.
Heart disease has been increasing. I mean, we have so much more heart disease than they do in many other countries.
Well, again, I think part of this is due to the chronic infections that people pick up. And chronic infections do cause an inflammatory response in our circulatory system, for example, and this results in an increased damage to our blood vessel walls, and also increased clots are released from our damaged vessels, and that can lead to increased incidence of stroke, increased risk of stroke. So all of these, I think, are on not only on the increase due to, in many cases, these chronic infections, but also people's bad habits, bad eating habits, for example, contribute to it. Their environment contributes to it. The fact that they have all these other chronic problems contribute to it as well.
Okay, and again, if you out there in the listening audience would like to talk to Dr. Nicholson this morning, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And if you're interested in getting the ProPax with NT factor, ProPax is just multiple vitamins. Actually, I think they're five little packets of different types of vitamins there that you take several times a day. 1-800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. And who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan in Texas.
Well, hi, Janan. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. I want to
hold that thought, Janan. We'll be back in just a moment after this break.
Taste the difference at Herbs Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herbs Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I understand our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And we have Janon calling from Texas. Hi, Janon. Go ahead.
I want to thank Dr. Nicholson for having the study on fatigue that he told us about a while back. I did participate in the study, and they did send me several free bottles of the ATP fuel. And I want to say that this product made an extreme difference in my energy levels. I'm not a person who has fibromyalgia or Lyme disease or chronic fatigue syndrome, but I'm having energy problems, and I do have some autoimmune conditions and inflammatory conditions, but nothing as serious as those diseases. But it made a big, big, immediate difference. And now I'm trying to rearrange my budget so I can continue ordering it regularly. But this ATP fuel from Research Nutritionals is a real product that really works. And God bless you, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the testimonial. There you are, Dr. Nicholson. There's one of your happy associates there. And
well,
I hear that quite frequently from the people who've been on this product.
Yes, we've gotten a lot of great feedback from individuals that have been in our clinical trials, and that recent trial was on a product which contained NT factor, which is was the principal component of the new product that we were testing. And we've seen this in trial after trial after trial now, that people gain a tremendous benefit from being on these NT factor products, like Propex that you mentioned. Propex is not only contains NT factor, but it contains all the vitamins and minerals that you'll need on a daily basis. So all you need are these little packets, and you can skip all the taking, you know, the dozens of different supplements, vitamins and minerals and so on and so forth. You just take Propex, and it contains all of these in a little packet. And you take one or two of these packets per day, and it just provides everything that you need. So that's what I take, and it's very convenient. And you don't have to remember to take all these different supplements. You just take this package or two of Propex per day and provide you with all the NT factor and all your vitamins and minerals and other things that you need on a daily basis. So this is something that we've done clinical trials on this product, on NT factor alone or on other products such as ATP fuel that contain the NT factor as a prominent mitochondrial repair component in these different formulations. Again, every trial that we've done, we've seen tremendous benefits to patients. And as I mentioned, our most recent trial was really on Lyme patients, chronic Lyme patients. And these are interesting in this trial. These were patients that had seen over 15 different physicians without resolution of their fatigue. They had been on over 35 different products without resolution of their fatigue. They've been sick for over 12 years with no resolution of their fatigue. But on the NT factor products that we provided to them as a basis for this trial, we saw significant reductions in fatigue in these patients within about 30 to 60 days on the product. So, again, that followed along similar results that we've seen in other trials where people have shown tremendous gain in mitochondrial function and loss of fatigue. And we've just seen it over and over again. And that's why I'm so positive about these products. And the other important aspect of this is that these are all natural products. These are all natural phospholipids that we have in our systems anyway. So it's not like you're taking a drug or something that's unusual or different. These are in our cells all along, and it's an all-natural product, so you don't have any chance of an allergic reaction against it or
drug reaction or other side reaction. We've seen that these products are incredibly safe. We've given these to now over 15 million doses of these to patients. We've hardly seen anything in terms of an adverse reaction. And the only minor, very small number of adverse reactions that we've seen, we don't think are related to the product. It's just the chance of having these things happen during a clinical trial. Those patients, those minor, very small handful of patients that had problems, the problem stopped as soon as they stopped taking it. And these are problems that they had before the trial anyway. So we're not convinced that these factors, the anti-factors and other products, have caused any problems at all in our clinical trials.
And basically, of course, there's so many of the proprietary drugs that have horrible consequences. In fact, somebody tried to get me to take some antihypertensive medication one time. In fact, a doctor was a good friend of mine. But when I saw what it said on the brochure, and actually the real statistics as far as the help that it gave, I wouldn't take the medication. I will tell you that doctors are so busy, they don't have time to read the brochures on the products that they are dispensing. They take the word of the attractive detail man or the attractive detail woman who comes to their office from the drug company, who is paid to sell the doctor on selling you on taking the drug. Check out your drugs yourself and stay with natural products as much as you can.
If you just listen to the ads on television and listen very carefully, they're required by the FTC to go into all the adverse reactions that could occur, and they go on and on for about 30 seconds or more in these ads about all the things that could happen to you if you take this. And if people actually listen to the ads, they'd never take those drugs because of the risk of having all these adverse reactions. And here we're not talking about adverse reactions at all, because we just don't see them. And why? Because these are natural components, constituents of our cells anyway. So these are things that are already inside our cells as the natural components that are required for our cells to function, and that's why we don't see any adverse reactions in taking these. So these sorts of products that contain anti-factor are really safe. And I mean, I really have to emphasize that people who've had problems taking drugs in the past generally have no trouble whatsoever taking these anti-factor products.
Yes, I love those television ads, and it shows you this beautiful, exciting background as it's talking about heart attack, stroke, death. Is a product of taking this medication, but you don't hear the words. You're watching whatever the activity is on the television ads. Ladies and gentlemen, they can sell you anything. Again, the telephone number, if you're interested in the product, is 800-982-9158. Just ask for NT Factor, 800-982-9158. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so much. We'll look forward to talk to you tomorrow evening right here at Radio Liberty. God bless.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Nicholson, thank you so very much for being with us. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're interested in getting Dr. Nicholson's book, the one that I mentioned earlier, Operation Daylily, the story of his life and the attempts on his life and the wife of his wife, who is a well-known scientist in her own right, the telephone number for it is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We also have certainly one of the most unusual four-tape or four-CD sets that there is. It's called Operation Daylily. And it's a series of four interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, prior to his early death, was a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who back in 1969 had heard a talk by Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. Now, we have the talk, we have the transcript, you can get them together, just get the transcript, whichever one you want to. The transcript has it all. Dr. Dunnigan was a personal friend of my good friend, Dr. Cuddy. Dr. Cuddy's wife, mother, actually transcribed the transcript. But here Dr. Day talks about, well, how this group he's associated with is going to create all these terrible new diseases to kill people, because there are too many people in the world. How they're going to keep the treatments for cancer locked up. How they're going to transfer automotive production to Tokyo. Remember, this is 1969, and how they're going to transfer automotive production to Japan, and they'll have them make better cars than they do here in the United States as we begin sending our automotive and other production throughout the world. And everything he has talked about in 1969 has come to pass. It's called the New Order of the Barbarians, and we're the only one who has it. Interviews, one of which I did, three were done by Randy Ingold. But of course, we have a four-tape set on Lyme disease. We have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue. Maybe even have a couple of them. These diseases, which plague millions of people, we have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer. We have a wonderful a tape set on cancer, forbidden cures. There's lots of cures out there, and you're never allowed to hear from them. And anybody who ever advocates them is immediately labeled as a quack. And millions of people die. Cancer is rapidly becoming our greatest killer, and one in two men, one in three women get cancer. They do, and of course, so much of this is related to the suppression of the immune system, and they're actively spraying aluminum into the sky, which they know gets into the water, into the food, and the air, and into you, because you breathe it in, and of course, you're getting mercury. They put it in your fillings, they put it in your vaccines. They know that this suppresses the immune system. They know that the lead that comes from water fluoridation They know that the fluoride in the drinking water, all of these products suppress the immune system, suppress the mind, suppress sexual function, but of course they predispose to cancer. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to know. You're going to have to learn and look after your health. Let me suggest Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Our number, and we do need your help to keep on going, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the